Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. As we head into Thanksgiving week, Californians are feeling a bit better about the direction of the state and its economy. So says a new poll released by the LA Times and USC. The study shows 54% of registered state voters think California's moving in the right direction with its budget, and the number who say the economy is improving has almost doubled since July of 2011. Falling gas prices may also be helping with the mood of those just polled. The average price around the country for a gallon of gas has dropped 7 cents over the past 2 weeks, and here in California, the average cost for a gallon is down by 21 cents. 60 dogs and cats displaced by Superstorm Sandy found refuge in San Diego over the weekend. The pets were facing euthanization in New York and New Jersey shelters that lost power. But with donations from many sides, including an airline and a Southern California animal shelter, the pets have been rescued and will be available for adoption. As recent events on the East Coast have graphically shown, the grid that provides our electricity can be a fragile thing. Building a modern, more resilient version will cost hundreds of billions of dollars, but most agree it's essential to a cleaner, more energy-efficient future. It's a challenge confronting California and the U.S. as a whole. It's also a challenge for other nations, notably China, where, as Marjorie Sun reports in the last of a series, the aging grid is already proving to be an obstacle to greening that country's energy production.
It's Sunday afternoon in Shanghai at a store called Suning. It's one of China's biggest chains for appliances. It brims with the latest models of rice cookers, refrigerators, and more. Tina Wong, a property manager, is shopping for an air conditioner to replace her old Toshiba.
So what kind of air conditioner are you looking for today?
Like this kind, big one. I have one too small like this. It's not good enough.
That, in essence, is one of China's biggest energy challenges today. There are millions more Chinese like Tina who are plugging in appliances of a Western lifestyle. This exploding consumerism, plus the construction of new high-rises like this one in Shanghai, and new factories, has sent the nation's thirst for electricity skyrocketing. So to satisfy this soaring need, China's main state-owned utility has launched a monumental infrastructure project to build a strong, smart grid.
And the strong really refers to the high-voltage system.
Matt LaCar is a grid expert at GE in San Francisco and a consultant to the China Electric Power Research Institute.
So they've actually put a lot of investment in creating kind of a national backbone infrastructure, which is something we don't have in the U.S.
A backbone formed by building 6 ultra-high-voltage transmission lines crisscrossing the country. They will carry the highest alternating current in the world. Chivas Lam is a partner at Qiming Venture Capital in Shanghai.
The majority of the resources, the coal, the natural gas, the hydro is on the western or the central part of China, while the low center is on the east coast primarily.
With distances up to 1,000 miles or more.
So obviously the better way is to generate the power locally rather than shipping or transporting coal and then using electricity transmission network to transmit the power to the end user.
And by doing so, conserve natural resources, cut pollution, shrink the country's carbon emissions, and improve energy efficiency. The new smart grid will significantly boost the use of wind and solar power to generate electricity. It's part of China's plan to get 11% of its energy from non-fossil fuels by 2015 and cut its dependence on coal, by far its main source of power, and of its air pollution. But integrating China's new wind power capacity, the biggest in the world, into the grid has been problematic. Wind farm construction here has so outpaced the grid build-out that nearly a quarter of China's turbines stand idle because they're not yet connected to the grid. China's utilities ran into another huge problem last year. Tom Pellman is a policy advisor for Vestas Wind Systems in Beijing.
There was a series of large grid accidents in which a power line failure caused hundreds of wind turbines to suddenly trip off of the grid and stop producing energy.
The accidents led to a major shift in planning for the grid, focusing more effort on how to make the system smarter and more resilient. Again, Matt LaCar from GE.
The idea of smart grid is through more sensors, more controls downstream to have tighter control to be able to deliver the right energy to the right places at the right time.
Among these sensors and controls are smart meters, digital electric meters that have stirred opposition in parts of California where critics allege safety and privacy problems. While U.S. utilities are aiming to install 15 million smart meters by 2015, China claims to have already deployed more than three times that many. Foreign businesses are vying for a slice of the action. This year, Bay Area-based companies, including Echelon and Glen Canyon, have formed partnerships with Chinese firms to develop more products, including smart meters, for this giant market. In this Beijing subway car, an old man in threadbare clothing plays for money, weaving through a crowd of other Chinese texting on their smartphones and listening to iPods. It's a snapshot of China's challenge in its race to power. Millions of poor Chinese and the expanding middle class here are all part of the populace hungry for a more modern lifestyle. China's new, smarter, stronger grid is scheduled to be up and running by 2020. For the California Report, I'm Marjorie Sun.
Check out all three of Marjorie Sun's stories from China and that country's rocky road to sustainability. Follow the links on our website at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, November 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.